Hey, let's do one on a guy named Martinez, Martinez, 525-63. First name is Hurbano, Urbano. And then make a medication list for him right away first. First of all, allergy. What's he allergic to? Nothing. Then medication is amlodipine, 5 milligram a day, glipizide, 10 milligram, TID, atorvastatin, 80 milligram a day, ASA, 80 milligram a day, 81 milligram. Tradjenta, T-R-A-D-J-E-N-T-A, 5 milligram a day, losartan, 100 milligram a day, metoprolol, tartrate, 25, half a tablet, BID. And that's his medication list on a separate sheet of paper. Our patient is 60-year-old gentleman, a year ago had a coronary artery bypass graft done. His blood sugars have been out of control. For example, today he comes in, he's lost 10 pounds. When I ask him if he's been taking his medication, he says yes, but then he has an empty bottle of Tradjenta that he hasn't been taking, period. He's worked in construction. He says he feels fine. He's had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, or convulsions. Medication, list created. Allergy, list created. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with his husband, his wife of 19 years. Colonoscopy, none, scheduled today. Family history, mom died of diabetes, doesn't know about his dad. Surgery, coronary artery bypass graft. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, non-compliance. COVID immunizations up to date. He weighs 178 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 16, 61, 150 over 77. He says his blood pressure is much better controlled at home. Heart positive, swamp positive, to lungs, clear. Abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with an lesion. Neurological, non-focal. No extremity trace edema. Assessment, hypertension, controlled, poorly controlled here, but much better controlled at home. Number two, diabetes. Check A1C. Last A1C was over 9. Next number, status post coronary artery bypass graft. Next number, carotid stenosis. Next number, no significant change. Next number, check liver function test. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, gallbladder stasis remains looks healthy. Next number, eye exam is coming up. That's important. Next number, we talked about diabetes, number one cause of blindness and renal failure in this country. He needs to take his medication. Next number, anemia. Next number, I'm going to set him up for a colonoscopy and EGD because of his chronic anemia. Next number, thyroid within normal limits. Next number, PSA stable. Next number, we recheck testosterone today. Next number, peripheral vascular disease remains the same. Next number, BPH, no significant change. Next number, next number, BPH. Next number, palpitation. Next number, echocardiogram within normal limits. Next number, status post-coronary artery bypass graft, as I mentioned. Next number, reevaluate in 3 months. Next number, he does not check his blood sugars at home. I told him he needs to check his blood sugars, but his wife says he'll never do it. Thank you.